AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has been indicted, along with his wife, accused of taking bribes from Egypt. Sagar Magani has more.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Menendez will step down as Foreign Relations Committee chairman until the matter has been resolved. Menendez did the same thing while the panel's top Democrat when he was indicted in a separate case in 2015.
One of the 9/11 suspects being held at Guantanamo Bay has been deemed unfit to stand trial. Jackie Quinn explains.
A military judge at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base has found accused 9/11 plotter Ramzi bin al-Shib incompetent and says a military medical panel found al-Shib's post-traumatic stress disorder and secondary psychosis can be linked to the torture he sustained in CIA custody. Defense attorney David Brock says al-Shib's solitary confinement and being forced to stand sleepless for days at a time left his client fearful. He says this ruling is the first time the U.S. government has acknowledged the CIA torture program did psychological harm. He wants PTSD treatment for his client, but the White House has refused. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tropical storm Ophelia has formed off the mid-Atlantic coast. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Sustained winds of at least essentially 40 miles per hour or greater are going to occur over a pretty large area of coastal North Carolina. Pamlico, Albemarle Sound regions, much of the Chesapeake Bay, Hampton Roads, out into the Delmarva Peninsula. And those are going to advance northward as we go through tonight and into Saturday, and again over a pretty wide area. We're also looking at the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation.
The United Auto Workers have expanded their strike, walking out of 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts distribution centers in 20 states. And a Ukrainian missile struck Russia's naval headquarters in Crimea. This is AP News. A down day to end a down week. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street's worst week in 6 months closed out on another weak note. The S&P 500 gave up an early gain and ended 0.2% lower Friday. The Dow lost 106 points. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Stocks slid this week because of the growing understanding that interest rates aren't likely to come down anytime soon. Treasury yields eased a bit after jumping earlier in the week to their highest levels in more than a decade. That gave stocks a bit of a breather, particularly high growth and technology companies. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.44%. Activision Blizzard rose 1.7%. Regulators in the UK gave preliminary approval to Microsoft's revised $69 billion deal to buy the video game maker. Seth Sutel, New York.
For the year, the S&P's up 12.5% and the Nasdaq 26.2%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.